Welcome to Great Speeches and Interviews. You can catch our past programs at www.archives.org/bookmark/SGL. And today we have a very special program with representatives of Sacramento for Democracy, the Sacramento Coalition to End the War, and True Majority. On Thursday, June 19th, in downtown Sacramento, they presented 20,000 signatures to the Board of Administrators of CalPERS, urging them to divest from war profiteer KBR. And CalPERS is the California Public Employees Retirement System, and KBR used to be known as Kellogg, Brown & Root, and used to be a subsidiary of Halliburton. And now, Maggie Coulter will be interviewed by a local news representative.
So tell me why you're here.
Well, what we have is a situation where our government is wasting billions of dollars of my tax money, and CalPERS is profiting from that money, which is being used illegally, unethically, to continue the occupation of Iraq.
So when you talk about CalPERS, that would be your retirement
system
as well, so you're actually profiting from it as well.
Well, I don't directly control, I would rather not. I don't directly control what CalPERS invests in, but it's completely illogical for the government to be wasting my tax money on war profiteers who completely waste the money. The little that they use is used for destructive purposes. Most of it is war profiteering. The government could use my tax dollars for much better purposes to invest in renewable energy and infrastructure, and CalPERS could invest in that. So what I want is, I want both my retirement money, and it is my money, CalPERS money, that is being invested. I want that money invested in purposes that are going to help this country, that are going to help me. And I want my tax dollars used for the same purpose. So I don't want CalPERS to be using my money to support war profiteers, and I don't want the government to be using my tax dollars to support war profiteers. So the government needs to stop funding the war, and CalPERS needs to divest from the war profiteer stocks that it holds.
Thank you, Maggie.
In the next interview, we hear Deborah Reiger being interviewed by members of the local news media.
So this is really targeted at Halliburton, is that right?
No,
or
no,
is it
no,
more
right.
than that?
It's divesting of any kind of war profiteers. CalPERS has tried to be a leader in terms of being one of the world's largest pension plans and trying to encourage good corporate governance and trying to do the right thing over and over again. But they are investing in war profiteers, particularly KBR, which used to be a subsidiary of Halliburton, has recently gone offshore and tried to make itself unaccountable. So, in effect, as a retired state employee, I feel like what I'm getting is blood money. I appreciate that CalPERS makes typically good investments, but as a person who relies on those investments for my monthly income now, I don't want to be getting blood money. I want to be getting income from investments that represent good conscience and good investment decisions. And CalPERS has tried to be a leader in the past, and I see no reason why they can't be a leader in this issue and not do things that involve war profiteering and involve human rights issues, involve other things. CalPERS can do better. The state of California can rise above this.
And in this segment, Karen Bernal answers questions from a local reporter.
See, how much money does CalPERS have in KBR?
CalPERS actually, as of March this year, had approximately 966,447 shares for a total value of $27,872,332.
Okay, and so tell me a little bit about what KBR does.
KBR is the largest contractor. There are many contractors in Iraq. Private contractors, but KBR is the largest. They hold a no-bid contract. They've just been awarded very recently a 10-year contract for $150 billion. 2 days ago, the New York Times reported that its top general in charge of overseeing the contract with KBR for the last 4 years was fired when he refused to pay over $1 billion in questionable charges to KBR because of very weak, unsubstantiated data that could not be corroborated. And actually, this is this comes against a backdrop of ongoing charges by former employees and others that have said that, you know, as an example, they've avoided paying millions of dollars in federal Medicare and Social Security taxes by hiring workers through shell companies based in tropical offshore islands. That's an example. There's also allegations of rape, massive fraud by rape by former KBR employees themselves in Iraq. The person on that is on December 19th, 2007, former KBR employee Jamie Leigh Jones testified to the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security that back in 2005, she was raped while serving as a contract employee for KBR Halliburton inside the Green Zone in Baghdad and subsequently held captive by KBR security personnel. Subsequently, there were 11 other victims that came forward after Ms. Leigh Jones brought that charge on the Hill.
That's a charge has that gone to trial or anything?
None of this has gone to trial. These are all things that have been testified to before the Senate and before Congress.
Well, what exactly does KBR do? You mentioned their contracts.
KBR does everything from handle food to laundry, security. It does a ton of things. I mean, it's pretty massive, the things that they cover.
Provide a variety of services and construction projects and all sorts of things.
Yes, they do. I'm trying to see actually if they have here everything that they provide. They provide many, many things. One of the most interesting comments that Mr. Smith, Charles Smith, that was the man that was charged with overseeing the multi-billion-dollar contract, mentioned quote, they had a gigantic amount of costs they couldn't justify. Ultimately, the money that was going to KBR was money being taken away from the troops, and I wasn't going to do that, unquote. So no matter what side of the coin you're on in terms of the war effort, what he was saying basically was that KBR based on charges that have been leveled against them, based on the fact that they have failed to pay taxes, based on what Mr. Smith has seen in his tenure, that they are basically overcharging the U.S. taxpayers and trying to fleece us, actually, loot us, if you will, with the services that they are supposedly providing.
I see. And so you want CalPERS to divest from KBR in their pension fund. What is that going to do?
Well, one, we would be following the CalPERS own policy, which actually there is language in the policy that calls for social consciousness to be able to only invest in things that follow the law, that have some sort of moral rectitude, if you will. And we would say that KBR clearly does not define that. At this very moment, they are being investigated in Congress and their subpoenas being issued. KBR's own officials that have left them testify to the massive fraud that's being committed, and we are saying that we do not want CalPERS retirement funds to be invested in a company like that, let alone just the fact that we do not believe that we should be involved in war profiteering to begin with.
Now, just the fact that a company is being investigated and there's allegations, that's not necessarily enough to... Is that enough, in your opinion, to say, well, you shouldn't invest in this company? Or shouldn't there be, you know, they should have their say in court and be convicted of something or be fined or anything? Has that happened?
They have not been fined simply due to the fact that every single time that we have... that this issue has been tried to move forward, the people that are bringing the charges are fired. I'm sure that it probably won't change until there's a new administration in place.
I see. And so the specific action that you guys are taking today, you said 20,000 petitions to do this, is that correct?
Over 20,000 petitions. I mean, let's just take away... war out of the equation, and let's take away everything else out of the equation. What about tax cheats? I mean, when is the last time that was okay? I mean, and they have avoided paying their taxes. I mean, they have avoided paying Medicare, Social Security, because they do not want to pay that out, so they have relocated to offshore tax havens. I mean, this is... Any way you slice that up, not only is that illegal, how about it's un-American? I mean, it used to be a time that when there was a war that they considered it to be a sacrifice, but instead these companies now, especially KBR, just see it as an opportunity to clean house.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'm really dismayed. I'm really dismayed with the attitude that exists nowadays. I mean, if we go back to the time of World War II, when Truman was running to be FDR's VP, and there were rumors of war profiteering then, what happened is that they did not tolerate it. And in fact, they called it treasonous and unpatriotic. And he actually, during a congressional recess in 1943, jumped in his truck and went from corporate board meeting to corporate board meeting to question people about it. And based on that, there was legislation that actually hiked taxes on these companies 90% in an attempt, and a very successful attempt, I might add, to stop illegal profiteering. And now, instead of seeing the spirit of sacrifice by everyone, instead, the only sacrifice that we see are the people that are either the Iraqis or the soldiers and the families of the soldiers themselves, while everyone else actually gets to enjoy a profit from it. This is really... I can't understand why people don't have a problem with that. I mean, to me, this is just really an immoral, outrageous behavior and thinking. It's un-American, I would also add.
In this part, we hear Deborah Riker presenting the 20,000 signatures to the Board of Administrators of CalPERS.
Good morning. My name is Deborah Riker. Karen Bernal had to leave, and she asked me to speak on her behalf. I'm a retired state employee, and I'm here today representing TrueMajority.org and the Sacramento Coalition to End the War. I'm here to deliver a petition with over 20,000 names on it, asking that CalPERS and other major pension plans divest in KBR, which is Kellogg, Brown, and Root, and other war profiteer organizations. The reason we are asking this of CalPERS today is that CalPERS has an outstanding reputation of being a leader in the pension plan world. You guys know this. You're known worldwide for making good decisions, for doing socially responsible investing, and we know that that's part of the goal. KBR and other war profiteers are bringing me my pension money by virtue of bringing blood money back to the state, back to CalPERS, back to everyone that invests in them. And I'm not going to spend 20 minutes giving you the lecture on it, but if you look it up, you'll be able to find that there have been many allegations of wrongdoing with this company. In fact, coincidentally, with the signature gathering for this effort, a New York Times article ran just 2 days ago talking about wrongdoing at KBR and a high-level executive that lost his job as an overseer with that. I will leave a copy of that article when I go. This is the petition with over 20,000 names on it. And again, we're asking that pension plans seriously consider, as part of their social responsibility issues, not bringing in blood money. I know you can make big money off of a lot of corporations, and a lot of them you're choosing not to. You've been a leader in corporate governance issues. You've been leaders in a lot of really important things. And it's really time to watch not only war profiteers, but war profiteers that are doing blatantly wrong things and not being called to answer for them. So I'm leaving this stack here. Thank you for your attention. Please carefully consider your consciences and the social responsibilities issue. I'm very proud to be getting my pension from CalPERS, but I'd really like to stop getting the blood money. I'd like to keep getting clean money from you guys. And thank you so much for your time.